I think arguably the most important thing over the weekend was when Devin Hester gave his Hall of Fame speech and made very clear that Brian Mitchell should be in the Hall of Fame.
I hope me being here today opens up the doors and brings some attention to other guys like Brian Mitchell and Josh Cripps, because I'm not the only returner who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just the first.
I know you said your phone went crazy and you weren't sure what happened.
Yeah, I was driving back and I was like, something has to something happened. Because like, I don't ever get that many calls or texts and like back to back to back to back like that.
Now, obviously, you and Devin have a relationship, but still, when you heard that, what was your reaction?
I don't expect anyone to really take the light or the shine off of themselves in that moment. And for him to do it, I tip my hat to him, you know, because what happens sometimes, you just need a person. Like, I remember when they first voted him in, my daughter was immediately saying, this is going to be better for you, you know, because that's Bria's thing. She work and do all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, then we'll see. And then for him to come back with that, it may put a brighter light on the position. But, you know, I'll take it one step forward and say, some people on social media, you need to do some research just a little bit. That's all I'll say. I'll leave it at that.
I ignore
most people.
Sure.
But then when I find one I can really, really just keep poking at, and then when I can just slam him with some facts and he don't respond, that's when you know you're good.
Well, I think there's a few factors at play. Hester getting in is a big one. Belichick, I believe it's 5 years removed, right? When Belichick goes in 5 years, I think he will absolutely make a point to talk about special teams, because Belichick's the one that's kind of floated there should be a special teams only kind of class, or like a supplemental class that goes in to kind of fix the disparity of special teamers being in the Hall of Fame. So Belichick's last year was obviously 03 or 23 rather. So I guess he could be 2028. I've kind of laid out the math for folks. I believe is Brian will be eligible in 28 for the Veterans Committee. And I fully expect that to happen. And I think we create an onslaught of momentum on our own as that gets nearer. But I thought it was really cool for Hester in his moment to bring you up and Josh Cripps. I don't want to, I feel like, to me, there is a groundswell, like kind of a shifting focus on what should be.
Yeah, I think so. But the whole thing is, the people that actually vote on it, they need to talk to the people that actually coach the game.
Sure.
Because you start to hear people outside of the media guys that get that opportunity making comments that does not make much sense whatsoever. You know, about what, like the guy was like trying to tell me about special teams didn't really matter until Devin came around. I'm like, I don't know where the hell you've been. You've been hounding up under a rock somewhere. I said, go and check out the 1991 team and find out where everything was ranked and why people consider them the best team ever. You know, he was trying to tell me about them making it to a Super Bowl. I said, they didn't win. We won the Super Bowl. And the special teams had a big part in that whole year. So I guess he read it. That's why he never responded.
I mean, when you hear coaches, obviously Gibbs, but like, ask Bill Parcells. Read Tom Landry's book, which I've done. Like, I mean, there are so many Belichick, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
I mean, for Mike Tomlin.
But just think about all the people that did not put much attention into it and how much they won. They didn't.
You know, and in a game that's all about explosive plays, some of the most explosive come from special teams. Yeah. And, you know, I understand it's all anybody cares about are passing numbers anymore, but there's just so much more to winning a game of football. I was, as someone that is completely ancillary in all of this. I just thought it was really, really cool for Hester to say that.
Oh, yeah.
And when I watched that,
I agree with that.
I enjoyed it a lot.